The chastisement shall come upon you quickly, and how many shall be prepared? Do you have your candles? Do you have your water, your canned food, and your blankets? It will become an extremely cold day with the start of the tribulation, and you will welcome having these on hand. Do not take this lightly, but abide by Our Lady's direction, and you shall not be caught short of provisions. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Luke in a Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"My child and my children, need I repeat to you all of the abominations being committed upon the earth now? I can also repeat to you that in some of these horrible, excruciatingly painful cults that are growing up fast in your country and other countries about the world, they have even gone so far as to dab now in cannibalism, the eating of human flesh as a sacrifice to Satan. That is why, my children, so many cannot be found who are missing. Mostly, my children, young children. Mothers have cried, their hearts torn with anguish when their children disappear from the streets. Your police do not investigate fully, sending out photographs of the missing children. This is of little help when they fall into the clutches of the Satanists, for they do not remain about long. Their bodies are often cremated on pyres to Satan. I know, my child, this gives you a great twinge of heart when I tell you of these Satanists, for you have not lost your fear of them yet. I understand, my child, how you feel. You must not let this affect your work in any manner, for that is what they plan to do, to fill you with such fear that you will not move from without your house. I tell you, my child, if you follow our directions to the full, you will have no problems with the Satanists. There are many armors worn by my children that will protect them from these Satanists. I know that those who are satirists, I call them satirists, my child, they will laugh and scorn you when you wear all together your scapular, your rosary, your medals, and your crucifix. Let them call you what they may, for one day they will call upon their God to have mercy, and he will find them lacking with no seal of armor, and they cannot be accepted. They will be rejected from heaven. All of this armor was given to you throughout the years of mankind, and it was given for reason. For this very day now that is approaching, you are living in the times of the coming of the great tribulation. And were not I to return, I will tell you also, my children, were not I to return, there would be no flesh left. But I wish to also caution you, there are many Christs now appearing upon earth. Do not listen to them or their discourse, for as I ascended into heaven, that is the way I will return with the angels of heaven and the saints behind me. Do not go out if they say, he is in the barn, for I shall not be there. Do not go out to the woods when they say he is teaching and walking through the woods, for I will not be there. I repeat again, when I return to earth, I shall return the way I left. I ascended, and I shall then descend with the armies of heaven. You will see a banner that shall be raised at that time called Faithful and True, and in that way you will know me. My mother will also descend during the time of tribulation. Now, do not become confused. That does not mean that my mother has left you or is leaving you. My mother has promised that she shall be with you until the end of time, and she will. Now I speak to the parents. Parents of all young children, are you earnestly making an effort to protect your children from a world that has been given over to Satan? What do you do when the teachers in your schools teach your children sexual conduct, taking from your young children the purity of heart and the innocence of the youth? What do you do? Just let them take over? Parents, you say it will not affect your child? Look what is happening to the children of the world. Young of age, 3 years old and upward, even younger than three. I cannot, upon these holy grounds, use the words given in print for all of these abominations being committed to the young child. But my children, I tell you, it is happening. To those who do have good heart and a right mind, they feel as though the world has gone, shall I use the word, my child, crazy? Yes, I will use the word crazy, my child. Insanity, too. My mother has always told you that sin is insanity. And the great issue now of homosexuality in your country, that shall be on the balance that Michael holds, unless this balance is even by removing this evil from your country and bringing in just laws to prevent the spread of homosexuality, you cannot be saved. Your country cannot be saved. Because I repeat again, as I have repeated in the past, when a country has given itself over to immorality and all pleasures of the flesh and abominations of the flesh, then that country will fall. If you do not believe me, my children, I say you will read your history books and you will find out that there was a Sodom and Gomorrah. And what did we do to that abominable city, Sodom? We destroyed it. And what did we do to Gomorrah? We destroyed it. And we destroyed all who did not follow the plan for their redemption. My child and my children, do not become as Lot's wife, who had to look back and be turned to a pillar of stone. Salt it was, my child, not sown, it was salt. But I tell you this, that this will happen again many times. You will see all these things come to pass that we have warned you of for years. My mother has been speaking to you for now 15 earth years, over and over, repeating what you must know to save your family and your own soul and your children's souls. And what do you know? Modernism. That's what stymies mankind. Modernism. Nothing was ever good enough. God the Father was not good enough. They're seeking other beings on other planets. For what? There are no beings on other planets. We've explained to you about the vehicles from hell. So if you keep on wasting your country's money by looking for life on other planets, you will have more starving in your nation, and your country shall go down the drain, so to speak, economically, morally, and actually, factually destroyed.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. In the message, our Lord tells us how we can be protected from evil, misfortune, and the Satanists. To be protected, we must wear the following sacramentals around our neck: the Rosary, the Crucifix, the Saint Benedict Medal, Our Lady of the Roses Medal, the Miraculous Medal, and the Scapular. We have these medals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. It's available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. On May 30, 1981, Our Lady said, quote, "Earthquakes in your country, the United States, extending up through Canada. Earthquakes in places never known to exist, or the possibility thereof. And they will know that it comes from the hand of God. Famine, starvation, your crops will rot, the heat will burn, and the cattle will starve," unquote. We have available a new book titled Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down. This book is the most comprehensive of prepared resources ever published. When disaster strikes, you need to have your food and emergency supplies. It is an indispensable guide for in-home food storage. It tells what to store, how much you need, and most of all, where to get it. It shows how to prepare and maintain your emergency action kit. It tells where to buy dried foods and dehydrators, first aid supplies, alternative medicines, non-hybrid seeds, vitamin supplements, power generators, water purifiers, and hundreds of other essential items for your entire family for these end times. It's 8.5 by 11 and has 550 pages. It lists over 5,000 U.S. and Canadian suppliers of preparedness products. It has discounts, coupons worth hundreds of dollars, and free sample offers. The title of this extraordinary book is Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down. It costs $30 plus $6 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Order it today and don't get caught with your pantry down. The total hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament is 44,144. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of a former Protestant minister, Leslie Duncan, who wrote these thought-provoking words in a letter to his minister friends. He writes, "The contrast between any non-Catholic or Protestant church and any Catholic church has helped convince me concerning the divine presence. Any Protestant building requires the presence of people and they in the right mood to feel the presence of Christ's Spirit. Any Catholic church with this burning tabernacle light possesses for all, both Catholic and non-Catholic, a feeling of hushed silence. The Catholic knows this to be the divine presence in his tabernacle. After having attended Catholic Mass with reasonable understanding of its meaning, I have found that any non-Catholic church service at its best lacks what always is experienced at the Catholic Mass or even alone in a Catholic church, the immediate divine presence and a keen sense of this presence." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much more. Tell your family and friends about it, www.bayside.org. And now we continue with the prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I do not wish to tax you with a long discourse because I know how difficult it was for you to remove yourself from your bed this morning. But know this, my child, you will be here with us as we need you, for I know that you will come if you have to come by hand and by court. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and all the nations of the earth, because if you do not, all the nations of the world shall cry. You have been given minor warnings with hurricanes and all kinds of earth disturbances, with droughts, with everything, my child, that should have alerted mankind but did not. What are they waiting for? The ball of redemption? The Eternal Father has the ball poised in his hand. Your end can come by day. It will come upon you quickly. And how many shall be prepared? Do you have your candles? Do you have your water, your canned food, and your blankets? It will become an extremely cold day with the start of the tribulation. And you will welcome having these on hand, my children. Do not take this lightly. But abide by our direction, and you shall not be caught short of provisions. I bless you now, my children, as the Father blesses you, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, today I have a videotape from California, and it reads as follows. I was at Bayside with my family, my husband, and my three children. At that time, I was 1 month pregnant. I went to New York because I heard about Bayside, and I went there with my family. Upon arrival, we didn't see anybody, but the beautiful grounds, so right there, I knew immediately that Our Lady had appeared there because a fellow approached us and gave us some leaflets and also the calendar of the yearly vigil. Right there, my family and myself knelt down, and I begged the Blessed Mother to please bless me with a baby boy, because I have three girls, and those three births were done by cesarean section. So at this point, I really need a boy, and I need a miracle in my life. I wanted a natural birth for my new baby. So upon kneeling on the ground, I begged the Blessed Mother to please bless me with a baby boy, naturally. And I did make a promise right there. I promised her that if this came about, that I'll bring my son to the grounds to adore her there, and also I will spread the messages from Bayside to everybody until the last day of my life. So we went home. Actually, we were on our way to vacation in Europe. After our vacation, we came down back to Los Angeles. I told a lot of people about it. I told my friends, who in turn went back to New York, and they saw for themselves. They came back and told me of the beautiful things they witnessed at Bayside. So I continued my pregnancy. In my 7th month, I was told that the baby was going to be a breech baby, and that I wouldn't be able to have the baby naturally, as I planned. But I told my doctor that I have begged my our Blessed Mother that I wanted a natural birth, and he said he doubted it. So I told him that I really believe that she is going to do so for me. My doctor is a renowned gynecologist in Los Angeles. He's a Catholic, but he has forgotten his religion for so many years. So upon hearing about the Bayside vigils, I told him that I asked the Blessed Mother, and he said, okay, we'll see. He will give me a chance, but he is not hoping that the chance will come about. So 3 days before my delivery, I went and took ultrasound and everything. And at that point, he told me the baby was still breech, and he didn't expect that I'll have a natural delivery. But I didn't listen to him. On the morning of the labor, I took with me the rose petal that I got from the vigil grounds, St. Benedict medals, Our Lady of the Roses medals, and my rosary around my neck. I had it all on me, and I also begged my doctor to please allow me to keep all those things with me, because I believed that I was going to receive a miracle, and that I was going to receive a miracle. He said yes, and he told the nurses that were attending to just leave me alone and let me have what I want. But in the meantime, he had an operating room reserved for me, thinking that I will never have my baby by a normal delivery. So we continued until he saw the boy baby's head coming out. And the first words he said was, "Praise the Lord." Then, as you know, they rushed me to the delivery room, and my son came out without any problem. My baby came out at my second push, which he said was incredible. Because normally, if you have had cesarean section three times, there isn't any way that you could have a normal delivery. The chances for me having a normal delivery was 1,000,000 to 1, which shocked everybody in the hospital. All the doctors came in to see who had this miraculous baby. This was the biggest baby I ever had. All my babies are 6 pounds and under 7 pounds. My son Charles Anthony was 8 pounds, 10.5 ounces, almost 9 pounds, and he was so good, nothing went wrong. And the doctor then said, "Now I believe there is a true God." These were his exact words. And he told me that he will go back and start practicing his Catholic religion because he believes in miracles. That's the end of my video, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask you for your prayers and your financial support to help us to spread Our Lady of the Rosary's prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.